Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, Fred, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Morning. Well, hey, there I am. Adam decided he liked me today. Good morning.
It's going to be an awkward show if your mic's not on, Steve.
Well, I'll yell. I've never needed a mic in a room before because I've got a pretty loud voice.
That's, no.
Yep.
I can't. Not frankly, I can't stand loud people. They just irritate me.
Says the man from Boston. Says the Italian from Boston. All right. If folks want to send us an email, they can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Again, Tim Wildman, Ed Battagliano, Fred Jackson, and Steve Jordahl. We're here for the next 24 minutes. And first story, Steve.
All right. This month, lawyers for the Food and Drug Administration admitted in a U.S. court document that doctors do have the authority to prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID. Now, you remember, in fact, we experienced this. You were canceled if you decided you wanted to push COVID as or ivermectin as a treatment for COVID by YouTube. We got kicked off of YouTube primarily because of that. Well, this is the same FDA that at one point tweeted out, "You're not a cow, you're not a horse, stop it," about taking ivermectin. Because ivermectin, while it is a phenomenally successful drug used in humans, there is a version of it that is also used in animals. And the people that did not want ivermectin to be used to treat COVID just ignored that fact and made it like everybody was taking an animal dewormer. Now, I ask you, why an animal dewormer? So that you give this to horses and it cures them if they have worms.
And you're saying they knew
they
that
ivermectin
had a very successful human application.
It's impossible for the FDA not to know that a drug that has been taken successfully for years by billions of people around the world and won a Nobel Prize –
For its effectiveness.
But now, why do you think the war against ivermectin? What in the world would the purpose be?
I don't know, Steve.
I just found this out when I ran across this story yesterday. Did you know that you cannot get an emergency use authorization for a drug like, the COVID vaccine that Pfizer and Moderna put out? If there is another drug, say ivermectin, that is possible to treat that disease with.
Because the COVID vaccines did get that emergency waiver.
They did. But in order for that to go through, they had to wage war against ivermectin, because if ivermectin were to be found effective, then they wouldn't have been able to get their COVID vaccine. And now, they had allies, right? So the government pressured social media to get disinformation off.
And the legacy media was all in.
Well, listen to the legacy media. If you don't think, this is pouring millions of dollars into legacy media, MSNBC, etc. Listen to Cut 9.
America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline.
Making a difference.
CNN Tonight. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
And it goes on and on and on.
So what are you saying, Steve?
I am saying that we have been conned. That they knew all along.
Who's they?
And by the way.
Who's they?
The medical establishment, the FDA, the
legacy media,
the legacy media,
social media,
and the drug companies.
Okay, name them all so we can be sued by all of them, but go ahead.
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin's not going to sue us.
No.
Anyway.
They knew that ivermectin was an effective treatment for COVID, but listen to this. 50 pharmaceutical executives in 10 companies made $1.9 billion in 2021 and could receive $2.8 billion in golden parachutes down the road. 10 pharmaceutical CEOs received $1.6 billion in golden parachutes while Americans struggled to afford
Explain what a golden parachute
is. If you are the CEO or high up in a company and they fire you or you leave the company, you get an exit fee, basically. They pay you to leave.
Yeah.
10 pharmaceutical companies made $102 billion in profits in 2021, 137% increase from 2020. And by the way, Francis Collins, Dr. Tony Fauci, they made substantial profits from royalty checks during the COVID pandemic.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Just one more thing. The worst thing about this is people died because they were forced to take drugs that weren't as effective and they were given this vaccine, which has still outstanding issues with
okay,
it.
So are you saying – I think I know the answer, but has there been – have there been medical tests that demonstrate the efficacy of ivermectin in combating COVID?
Indeed, there has been. There have been many of them, but they were all discounted. And because the medical community was in on this, they wouldn't publish – a lot of the journals would not publish some of these things. They're being published outside of the United States, and there are aggregate sites that we could send you to where you could see a list of all these studies.
Okay.
But it was hard to come by them in the United States because the fix was in.
Because we're not so what you're saying is we are not asserting anything to say. Here would be the order of the arguments. Ivermectin was effective in combating COVID. Therefore, there was a drug available to combat COVID. Therefore, an emergency waiver should not have been granted to alternatives, the vaccines, because you can't get the government to issue a waiver if there's another drug that is as effective. And the reason why is because of the big money involved in producing these vaccines.
This, Tim, is your cue to say bingo.
Bingo. And that's your personal feelings on this, Steve, right?
Well, I know I made this all up.
I don't know. Do we have to pull it out of you?
No, this is all documented fairly well.
One other thing we may never know, how many lawmakers on Capitol Hill had shares in Pfizer?
Yeah.
We may never know that.
And you know what? Just the fact
Hunter
that
Biden did. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Well,
it would be it's on the laptop.
On the other hand, yeah. he gave as much as he got because he was also helping drug manufacturers by paying for drugs. So he was not only maybe getting paid by drug companies, he was helping keep drug.
You talking about Hunter Biden? I was kidding. Yeah. Are you kidding?
No, I'm talking about his drug habit.
Oh.
You're making fun of a man's drug habit.
That's a fair point.
A grown man.
Yes.
An adult
you know
man.
What? I think I'm not even trying to explain
erase
it.
That?
I'm going to walk that back. And just listen, what I was going to say is the very fact that you have to say what you just said, Fred, we may never know how many members of Congress profited from drug companies like Pfizer, to me demonstrates the fact that our system is corrupted because you should not be able to get money from corporations like that.
I think they have rules against that. They did. Nancy Pelosi
anyway,
she was the queen of defying them.
That's how corruption sets in. That's how you can get a situation.
Yeah, it's
where,
called bribery.
Yeah,
or it's called buying people off or kickbacks, whatever you want to call it. It does go on. It's gone on since the dawn of time, right? And quite frankly, that kind of corruption is really the way of the world. The United States of America and perhaps Canada. There are a few places where. Yes, that still goes on, but it's generally not done right in the wide open.
Right.
You go to most places in the world. You want to,
like Mexico.
You want to get some. You know,
I've been told by people who've been to Mexico, you get pulled over by a cop.
You got to hand them $100.
You got to hand them money,
right? And then they let you go.
Yeah,
I mean, and they do it out in the open,
right?
Okay, and that's the way of the world. right? If you travel anywhere in the world, that's generally how it operates.
Yeah.
And it got, in America, at least we have rules and regulations and laws forbidding that kind of thing, because it, that kind of corruption, because you want the Constitution and the rule of law to be observed. Otherwise, you civilization totally breaks down.
Right.
And that's what separates America and Canada and other Western countries from the rest of the world's bribery being the way everything is operated. Let me just say this, though, about you mentioned the big pharma.
Big pharma, yeah. Moderna and Pfizer specifically have the vaccines.
Okay. Well, I don't want to. Do I want to go down this road of revisiting the whole vaccine thing?
Nah.
You think not?
Yeah.
That usually doesn't stop me, though.
Okay. We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Just asking myself the question. Well, I'm not going to totally impugn the reputations of all the pharmaceutical companies in this country because, but you know what? Without them and doing a lot of research and development, there's a lot of things that diseases and sicknesses and illnesses that we wouldn't have answers for if not for these pharmaceutical companies. I mean, I take a drug every day. I'm not like Hunter Biden, but I take a legitimate prescribed doctor told me this is best for me drug.
That's fair, Tim.
Every day. And if this particular drug would not have, I'm not going to say what it is because then I get 25 emails telling me why I shouldn't be taking it and I need to be eating clover leaves or something. So I don't want that. I'm just telling you that I'm convinced that the doctor who says this to me is correct. That if I didn't take this drug, my likelihood of having a heart attack goes up greatly. Okay?
Right.
So I'm just saying, I'm just not ready to say these pharmaceutical companies are all evil people and all bad people.
Right. Two things can be right, correct at the same time. You are absolutely right. A drug company is liable to spend millions, maybe $1 billion, researching a drug that never works.
Right.
They just can't quite get it to work, and that's money out the door. They never recover it. They recover it when they make $1 billion off of a different drug. So that's a legitimate business. A lot of people don't understand that. At the same time, it can also be true that they were also gaming the system by suppressing the knowledge of ivermectin in order to get these vaccines in this particular case.
And my belief is, and again, I could be proven wrong. My belief is that what these drug companies told the Trump administration and the Biden administration, both of them, we're not going to do it unless you guarantee that this is what the government's going to push, because we're going to have to spend all
this. Do you blame them?
No, what I'm saying is that's probably what you just said. We don't want to, we're not risking $500 million of our own money or $1 billion in developing a vaccine. If you're going to let them take ivermectin for pennies.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying, do you blame them?
Not from their perspective.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
With all of this now becoming light, coming into the light. And
because you brought it into the light.
Yes. Is someone going to hold these people accountable?
You are.
Lawsuits. I'm not going to be filing a whole bunch of lawsuits. Although, I would have grounds based on some family happenings during the COVID. But is someone going to now? I mean, millions of people. Well,
I don't think you can.
No,
speaking Kamala
Harris. These pharmaceutical companies, which developed the COVID vaccine shots, one of the things their lawyers insisted on is they be immune from class action lawsuits or individual lawsuits having to do with the drug, the vaccine. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and not only did they perhaps get additional protections before producing these vaccines. This goes back to 1986, a bill signed into law by Ronald Reagan, which granted the pharmaceutical companies a certain amount of immunity for the production of vaccines. Okay, so,
what about media companies that went along with this?
I don't.
Government agencies.
You're
like
asking
the
question. I'm going to tell you my opinion. I don't think anything will ever come out of lawsuits because I think there will be so much that's buried that you'd never be able to get a conviction.
It's coming out, but yeah, okay. You're probably right.
Well, I mean, I think people by and large have their suspicions validated and are having them validated as time goes on.
I think you're right, though, Steve, when you played that collage of, is it called a collage?
Montage.
Montage.
What's the difference between a collage and
a montage? Is a visual collection of images.
Okay, so the word I was looking for was montage?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that French?
Montage.
Okay, see, there it's French.
Oui, oui.
If you get with French accent.
That montage, it is Pfizer, for example, is a international behemoth. Certainly, they're going to advertise all over the place, including news shows. Yeah. It does sound bad when you say, okay, here's Pfizer sponsoring Fox News or CNN. And then you go, well, do you really expect these TV shows and news shows to criticize pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer when they're paying them a gajillion dollars to advertise on their network? Because the Pfizer or whoever it is could say, you know what? If you run one more story
right
about our vaccine being lousy, you're not getting any more advertising money.
Right.
So how you like them apples?
Yeah.
You don't tell me that doesn't happen? That's proving your point.
Here's the kicker.
They're compromised.
This is how you can tell. Because when's the last time you saw a news, now that the COVID pandemic is over, when's the last time you saw a news program sponsored by Pfizer? You don't hear that every day
now. I don't pay attention.
I don't. I usually am in the kitchen making a sandwich.
They're now sponsored.
Well,
they're now sponsored by DNC that are charging Trump.
All right.
Anyway,
you're listening to Rant On here on American Family.
Rant Away.
We changed the name of the show. It's called Rant On. It just depends on who wants to rant on. Fred, you've been kind of docile over there on this. So
I'm just.
Are you
listening.
A naturalist? Do you not take vaccines or
take clover leaf?
Take clover leaf.
No. I have a prescription drug for cholesterol.
Just like me.
Cholesterol.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, on the eighth day, God created the cholesterol drug.
My cholesterol is 160. I'm just going to say, I recommend that you all start eating pizza. I attribute my success to my diet.
There you go.
All right, next story, Steve.
All right, I'd like to introduce you to a woman named Janet
Robertson. Introduce us, Steve.
Robertson, actually, is the mother of three in Benicia, California. Benicia is in the East Bay on the Delta in California, the Bay Area. And she was following what her kids were learning in school, and the Benicia School District had a new curriculum that let them do all kinds of woke gender stuff. And she went to the school board and spoke out. I want you to hear in her own words.
And this is a little bit lengthy.
This is a 2.5-minute clip. But I want you to hear in her own words what happened to her. This is cut 8.
Did you know the Benicia Unified School District just approved new sexual education curriculum? On April 20th, I spoke at the school board meeting to say I disagreed with several items in the new lesson plans. Within days, letters were written to the Benicia Herald, the Vallejo Times Herald, and my company's corporate headquarters saying I was anti-equity, anti-trans, anti-black, anti-choice, and a homophobe because I dared to disagree with the new school curriculum. They called me a hateful bigot, a Nazi, a daughter of Hitler, and repeatedly identified me as a Compass real estate agent, although I never mentioned I was a real estate agent or that I worked for Compass. Members of the Progressive Democrats of Benicia and a subset of that group called Benicia Resist continued in their campaign to have me fired. They referenced a website I started last year when the schools still mandated masks, which I created as a resource to show the school districts that allowed mask choice. So because I voiced my concerns about things like 10-year-olds being told in school that they can take puberty blockers,
And I challenged the new curriculum that teaches children that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. The bullies in Benicia decided I should be fired. And you know what? Compass, a powerful national company who could have stood up for me and my American right to voice my opinion as a mom at a school board meeting, caved to the bullies' demands. The treasurer of the Progressive Democrats of Benicia demanded that Compass provide answers about what I said at the school board meeting, or she would go public, in her words, about Compass not reigning in hate for transgender kids. She even gave a deadline for her demands, and sure enough, like clockwork, Compass informed me that I could no longer be associated with them by her deadline date. So my entire business, everything I had invested, was gone, just like that, by strangers who have never met me and newspapers who never even contacted me before printing hateful lies, none of which are true. The people who wrote to the newspapers and to Compass intentionally interfered with my business. What they did is illegal. But because of anti-SLAPP laws in California, I cannot protect myself or go after them for destroying my career, even though what they did is against the law.
Now, a SLAPP lawsuit, that stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. What she is saying is that she cannot sue the Progressive Democrat because they are protected against a law that a SLAPP lawsuit violates. It said they can't have free speech. In other words, they are asserting their free speech, the right to say whatever they want, and even to get her fired.
But she could sue Compass if there was a lawyer.
Employment. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fair termination.
That's very difficult to do.
That has happened before. There's been two or three times that made national news. I remember Southwest or American Airlines that fired
flight attendant.
Fired the flight attendant because she posted her pro-life message.
Yeah. And we also
won her lawsuit. Southwest Airlines?
Southwest fire chief in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can win.
The other hand, Frank Turek, I don't know if he ever sued.
Yeah, but he was
Cisco.
Contract laborer.
Okay.
He wasn't an employee. I know what you're talking about. Frank was doing some contract work for
Cisco,
and they found out about his book about something about homosexuality, and they discontinued their contract with him. Yeah.
I don't know if she's suing the Compass or not, but she was bullied out of a job, and that company caved.
Okay, but if she was fired, if that's what you do with a
real estate agent,
because of her views here, and she went to a school board meeting to talk about her kids and learning, and the LGBTQ terrorist started going after her employer and all that stuff.
Yeah,
she would absolutely have. I don't know if you can win in California. It's so far left, but she absolutely can.
I'll have her contact Wildman or Wildman Attorneys at Law.
Well, she's gonna lose then because I watch a little bit of Law and Order, but I don't think you want me in the courtroom for you.
And as you informed me, I mentioned my enjoyment of NCIS with Mark Harmon. Someone told me that's been off the air, that version of it, for like 10
that
years.
Character?
Yeah, with those characters. Well, that was the last time I watched it.
Yeah.
So I haven't even watched much of that in the last decade.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Fred?
You bet.
Appreciate it. Ed, thank you.
Absolutely.
And our thanks to Chris Woodward and Adam Suddeth, our producer. Jan Markell. Is that it? Is that all the guests today?
And you for listening.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Trivia Friday tomorrow. Can you believe it? It's already Friday. See you tomorrow.